local information first. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we are, 12:09 on a Tuesday afternoon, Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith here with you in studio for another edition of our Community Connection. And no, we didn't get confused on the dates or anything like that.
We didn't.
Yeah. Robin Doulas is here. Technically with the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce, but I think we all know what we're going to be talking about mostly here this afternoon, just because county fair season getting underway.
It is here.
Tomorrow. Well, okay, for you, it started a long time ago. But
It's always for me, Corey. It's like a daily thing.
That's a good point.
It is.
It really doesn't end.
It never ends. The stuff that we have to do never ends. Uh-huh. It just, you know, publicly, it's like, hey, it's here. But yeah, and otherwise,
that,
it's,
you know, that's
all
a conversation we just had off the air that people were saying that how all of a sudden it just transforms. Well, yeah, from the public view.
But it's like magic. You snap your fingers and look at it's a fair.
Yeah, exactly.
Noah's like, yeah, and that's then, how well, it
for
works.
Sure, you for bet. Sure.
And then just as quickly, everything seems to disappear from the public view, too.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. If we could just snap our fingers and feel
right?
Stress.
It'd make life so much easier.
But so much easier.
All right. So we're going to be talking about the Waseca County Free Fair coming up here in just a few months. But first, we are not forgetting about the folks at the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce. They were nice enough to switch weeks.
Yes. So, Brad, thank you so much.
Yep.
We appreciate
Brad
it. Otherwise, we'd be talking about the fair after it's over, and that's never any fun.
Yeah. So they'll be joining us next week.
So it won't be confused. It's all
well,
right.
I still will be.
Well,
but anyway,
yeah, but that's nothing
I
new,
I just
Corey,
am anyway, so
I know.
There's just that. But you had a couple other things that you wanted to talk about first, more from the chamber side, and then we'll get into the fair.
Yeah, a couple things. Tomorrow, Doctors Aker and Clark Family Eye Care, they're going to do a seminar at the Waseca Area Caregivers Facility from, oh, this is really small, from 2:15, maybe I should have my eyes checked, from 2:15 to 3:15, and it's called Ocular Diseases, Falls Prevention Associated with the Eyes. So great topic, you know, check that out. We actually had a business after hours with them, and such the doctors are great, lots of information, so that would be a good thing to attend before you come to the fair, because that's, you know, you can do that, which is great. Also tomorrow, super exciting, Caribou is having their grand opening, and the chamber will be doing a ribbon cutting at 10 a.m., and for the first 100 guests, they will be getting a free coffee mug. So, very cool. That'll be fun. So, get out there. I've been there a couple times, maybe.
Just a couple?
Just, well, I think they know me by name now.
I was going to say,
so,
a couple
know,
times
our,
today, maybe?
Well, no.
Frequent flyer.
Last week, it was like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I've been a little busy, so I haven't. But I'm like, hey, guys, how's it going? I'm like, I like that today. Just a couple other things coming up the end of the month. Farm America has Garden Explorers on July 24th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can get tickets I'm going to lose it here in about 2 seconds, on our chamber website or the Farm America website. And then also on the 24th, there's line dance lessons at the mill. Super fun, 7 to 9. Then you can kind of dance, open dance at 9, and that's $10 at the door. So that's just a few things happening in Waseca besides the fair. And any of that information you can get on our website, wasecachamber.com.
And that calendar is always being updated and things
always
like
being
that,
so. Updated community calendar. So hop on there if you have any questions. If you really want to see me, come to the fair office because that is my home for the next week.
Yeah, she just moves in.
I am kind of moved in.
Yeah.
Noah's there too, you know. Noah,
I'm sure he's there just
that.
As much as he
is. He is there. He's doing all the running. I'm like, Noah, can you do
running
this?
Around,
can you
doing
do
some
this,
cleaning.
Noah? Here. Doing some cleaning.
I'm going to give you my step tracker then, and we'll just put it on you for the week.
Yep, perfect. I love it.
All right. Well, how about we do this? Before we dive too far into the fair, let's take our break.
I think that's
awesome. And
great.
Then we'll come back. It's going to be all Waseca County Free Fair when your Community Connection continues right here on Kyle's 100.9. It's brought to you by Keene Bank.
Hi, this is Kirk from Minnesota Mattress Factory in Kenyon. If you are considering going to an adjustable bed, we have many options available. We also make the best mattress for an adjustable bed, which is our all-natural latex mattress. We can show you how these adjustables can improve your sleep. Whether it's your home, RV, fish house, or boat, we can design a mattress that's right for you. MinnesotaMattressFactory.com, where your good night's sleep is our promise to keep.
Connors Plumbing, heating and air. No surprises, great results. Just call that we're there.
Summer is here and things are heating up. When your AC goes down, you need a team you can trust to bring cool back immediately. Make Connors Plumbing, Heating, and Air your first choice this season. From routine maintenance that keeps your system running efficiently to fast, reliable repairs when things go wrong, our expert technicians have you covered. Call Connors today at 835-2540 or visit us online at callconnors.com.
You know, the best part of a deck isn't the deck itself. It's the moments that happen on it. Morning coffee before the world wakes up. Family dinners that last just a little longer. Watching the kids play in the backyard. Relaxing after a long day as the sun sets and the worries fade away. A new deck creates a place to gather, unwind, and make memories for years to come. Ready to build your backyard retreat? Start with Alexander Lumber in downtown Owatonna, helping you build where life happens.
It's time for a daily farm fact brought to you by Eagle Prairie Insurance in Blooming Prairie, where one-on-one is how it's done.
Did you know many area vegetable farmers plant a second crop? Before planting these second crops, make sure to turn over the soil and mix in some balanced fertilizer to replace what was used by the first crop.
One-on-one is how it's done. At Eagle Prairie Insurance, where people come first with a hometown touch and your best interest in mind. People who care and are always there, time after time. One-on-one is how it's done at Eagle Prairie Insurance.
Big deals!
Every Friday at 7:10, don't miss the Cowles Flash Friday Sale. One incredible local deal, one morning only. Once it's announced, you've got that Friday to grab it before it's gone. Set your alarm, tune in, and save big with the Cowles Flash Friday Sale.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cowles 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And let's continue on here on your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. Cowles 100.9, Corey Hargith here in studio. And it is time to talk all about the Waseca County Free Fair. I mean, hey, this is an easy one, an easy segment to plan, at least. So you got that much going for you.
No planning here. We already did all the planning.
That's what was just said right before I turned on the microphones. We're just going to see what happens.
We're just going to see what happens and where we go.
And that is no different from any other time Robin is here.
No, absolutely. Every single time. We see where we go.
Exactly.
No, we are super excited.
Oh, of course.
It's already been a busy week. We've been there since last week, you know, weekend. It's like we talked about, it seems like it just magically happens. You know, we literally start thinking about the fair. We're already thinking about next year's fair. You know, we've already got some things done. We're like, oh, this worked.
And like, this fair is not even started yet. And we're already thinking about next year.
And we are, because we're always trying to make it better. You know, we love this. We do this for our community. We want to do the best job we can. But it's just, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hours.
A lot of work.
16, 17 hours a day. But it's okay because we love what we're doing. And it's so fun to see people come out, see people you haven't seen. There's just a ton of stuff going on.
And there's always, some kind of, let's say, refurbishment happening with some of the buildings. You know, getting everything cleaned up. Because, you know, they take a beating over an entire year.
Well, they do. They do. You know, we were fortunate this year. We repainted the entire 4-H food stand and building. Greener World Solutions did that, and they did an amazing job, and you can really tell the difference.
Oh yeah, it definitely shines. You can just look right at it. It looks nice and fresh.
Yeah, it looks so nice. So we're like, okay, what can we do next year? But yeah, just trying to improve things, you know, little things, big things around the grounds. So, you know, people like to come and say, hey, that looks really nice.
So let's talk about just some of the general things happening with the fair here.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, I know that the piece I've heard the most buzz about is the stage for the beer gardener. What is it called? The Sippin' Shed? Is that what they're calling it now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
It's the
I've seen
shed
the
now.
Sign on the
you
building when
the
I've
sign.
Driven through town. So there you go.
Yes.
But that stage, we're hoping, Mother Nature cooperates, is moving outside for the first time this year.
That is the goal. You know, we're kind of watching the weather. Foreplay will be at the beer garden tomorrow night. Inside or outside, they're going to be there. We're hoping.
Fingers crossed
that we will be able to be outside. We're just going to have to, you know, We've got plan A, we've got plan B, we've got plan C, we've got plan Z.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's hope we can get that far.
So, but, yes.
So, I guess, what was kind of the motivation to at least consider moving it out there?
I think, no, it's something different.
Yeah. And we're expecting a big crowd, and everyone, you know, talks about Foreplay and really enjoying them and their music and their style. And yeah.
Yeah. It's just something different, something new, you know, trying to bring some new things to our fair guests and new things. Noah has some cool new things for free entertainment, things you don't have to pay for.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Glass blowing. So we have a company coming and they're going to be doing glass blowing. Super excited about this. So that'll be from 12:30 to 6:30 every day. You can come, watch them do their thing, and you can potentially buy some of their creations.
Nice.
It's very cool. Nice. Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see. What else could we talk about?
Kids Day. Let's talk about Kids Day.
Yeah, Kids Day Thursday. So that'll be the 9th from noon to 4. Come on out to the fair. We'll have a bunch of kids' activities. We'll have bubbles. We'll have coloring. We'll have a magician doing a couple shows.
Beads and bracelets.
Oh, beads and bracelets.
Donuts with the deputies at 3 at the sheriff's office.
Yep.
So, you know, you can have donuts with the sheriff. I wouldn't encourage him to eat any donuts, but, you know.
He's going to anyway. I know.
But that'll be kind of fun. They can decorate. We've got royalty coming to help with that. I'm not sure which ones are coming, but we've got some princesses. And I think we have a couple Irish princesses, Irish queens in there, too, just coming to help. So, you know, pictures.
Yep,
you know, lots of picture opportunities, and there's some fun backdrops I know in the Creative Arts Building that they've been working on. That'll be kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah, we have a little corn pit out there.
Yeah.
We have grain bin basketball.
Life-size pool table.
Yes, life-size pool table.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Catch the reel on Facebook where we...
Oh, yeah.
We're practicing. We're not very good.
We're not very good.
It was fun.
It was
well,
fun.
That's kind of the point.
It was the point.
You don't want to set the bar too high.
Right.
No, it wasn't set at all, Corey.
Yeah. And I mean, even on Thursday, the things just continue. I mean, at 6 o'clock, we have the kids' pedal pole, the thing we have every year. Kids love that. And we have something called Wheels of Agriculture. So it's like a game show. It's you can answer questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Help me out here, Robin.
Okay. So it is an audience interactive game show. He brings his own stage. It's like a trivia game that kids can come and play or adults can play too, based on, it's agriculturally based topics such as agriculture, animals, plants, food groups, farm and barnyard. And then I think he drives around the fairgrounds too, doesn't he?
Yes, he has a trivia tractor.
Something cool, something different, something kind of fun this year. It's a trivia tractor.
Yes.
That is very
super
different.
Excited about that.
Yeah, he'll be there when's he going to be there, Noah?
Oh, he'll be there every day except Wednesday.
Okay, so Thursday through Sunday.
He's got
Sunday.
Shows, he's got traveling or trivia tractor, traveling times. Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty cool.
Agri-golf, another attraction that we have. Yeah,
Oak
there's
Island
so many kid
full.
Things. Yes.
Oak Island is kind of our kid area,
yes.
And it is full of lots
super
of things.
Super excited for that this year.
So, you know, we've got that. Beer Garden, we've got Foreplay, and then we have Gen X Jukebox. I think this is our third year there. People love them. And then we have Schizophonic and Shag in that order. And then we've got, let's see, Wednesday night we have Midwest 6R Racing Series. Weather permitting. You know what? A lot of times rain or shine, it goes on. SMP demo on Thursday. I'm sorry, SMP Enduro on Thursday. Demo on Friday. And we moved bull riding to Saturday this year. So kind of excited about that.
Yeah.
Just kind of fun. Just kind of different. Shaking things up a little bit.
Yeah, you don't want it where, oh, that's happening again. I've seen that before. I don't need to go on that day.
Exactly.
That's kind of the idea.
Exactly. Yeah. But we've got some great, the indoor vendors are showing up today. A lot of outdoor vendors, tractors are there, you know, food's getting set up. So, yeah, there's a ton of activity and it's fun. People are just like, oh, this is cool. What's over there? So, yeah, just some new things we try to throw in there. And, you know, we've upgraded some things in the barns, new pig pens this year, new LED lighting that we put in last year. But just, you know, again, just trying to make it more, I don't know, family friendly, enjoyable. And if you need something, we're wearing our blue shirts. You can come and find us. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. They'll be at the life-size pool table.
Oh, yeah, right, well, right.
Trying to work on their skills.
Maybe the sip and shed, then the life-size pool
table. Right.
Now you're talking.
We would get really good at that.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You're talking about families. Of course, we got to talk about the carnival side of it.
Yes.
Which takes up the entire pretty much eastern half of the fairgrounds.
It totally does. Yep. They're setting up today. There are some wristband deals that you can, I think it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You can buy the wristbands on the grounds that day. But then I think you can buy, there's some prepaid cards that you can buy on there too. But yeah, lots of, they have lots of food, lots of games. They're getting super excited. It's fun because those things are so huge. And to see them come in and set up, it just kind of, it's kind of mind blowing.
It is.
They drive by the office and we're like, are you going to make it down that road? Are you going to be?
They're huge. Like their trailers are just, yeah.
They're massive. It's
amazing.
Blows my mind.
But it's nothing to them because they do literally all year long.
They do it all the time. Yeah. But it's just cool to see everything going up and setting up. And it's just that, it's a different feeling. You know, mm-hmm. it's a fair feeling. And everybody's like, this is great. Let's go. Let's get out there. So
it's hard to describe.
It is.
Right? Because you're nervous. You're anxious about this. You're, you know, excited. You're worried about this. Yeah,
is this going to work? Is this going to work? Is it
like
going to storm?
Some things maybe don't work sometimes. You're like, we just got to keep going. We'll just try again next year.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you can't talk about a fair without talking about the food.
Oh, the food. Yes. We actually have a new food vendor this year, and she is Just Take the Cake 2. She's located right behind the Sheriff's Building, kind of across from the fair office, which might not be the best place because we might like it. She's been at other fairs, too, but she's a new food vendor. You know, we have our old favorites. We've got Wistie's there. We've got Shaved Ice. We've got Nelson Lemonade. We've got Strawberries and Cream. We have Loon Lake Iced Tea. You know, all of the fun. It just keeps going. I think we have like 30 different food vendors. Plus, Firefighter. Onion rings.
Gotta get those.
You gotta get your fix on those.
That American Legion hot beef sandwiches. So yeah, there is a ton of food. You shouldn't go away hungry at all.
No, if you do,
you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're just walking around enough or whatever that they're just burning it all off. I don't know.
I wish we could walk around enough and burn that off. We say we do, but sometimes we kind of hide because.
No.
To be honest, sometimes we hide a little bit just because it's like, okay, we just need 5 minutes. It's like, just give me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But no, it's all good. We're super excited. We're excited to see everybody. It seems like it's just been like that since last year.
And we should mention Brad Kuba and Mara Selner. They are going to be there on Friday, broadcasting
live
right here on Cows.
Yep.
From 10 until 2.
Yes, and super excited.
I'm sure Robin's already planning some of the shenanigans for him, so...
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, wait. No, Brad just does that by himself, doesn't he?
I don't think Brad needs any help in that area.
No, he doesn't. And I'll sit right on the air because I have no shame. You have my permission to do whatever you want to Dad at night.
Get ready, Dave.
Go for
it. We're coming for ya.
I highly doubt he's listening right now because I guarantee he's out at the grounds already.
I'm sure he is. I didn't see him
yesterday.
He was there yesterday. No one I both
checking
saw him yesterday.
Out.
He's just walking around. We're like, are you ready, Dave? He's like, I'm ready.
Like I said, I have no shame of throwing him under the bus, and he knows that. So there you go.
All right.
With that, guess what? We are out of time.
Well, we'll see everybody at the fair.
I don't know where the last 15 minutes really went, but
it goes so fast.
It really does. All right. So the Waseca County Fair kicking off tomorrow, running it through Sunday. Robin, Noah, thank you very much for coming on in and talking all about it.
So much fun. Absolutely.
I know you guys have a lot of work to do still.
We do.
We'll let you get back over to Waseca.
Sounds good.
All right. We got your Midday Farm Review with the Linder Farm Network on the way here at 1230. Then I'm back with you starting just after 1. This has been your Community Connection on Cows 100.9.